Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited about this next segment because it deals with a topic that I think we discuss a lot over the years about this show about, and that is, of course, being able to love yourself first and what that really means and what it looks like. And to help us with our own personal journey is our first guest this hour. It's Andy Mitchell. She's the author of the book, It Was Me All Along. It's a powerful look not only at Andy's life, but also the journey that she went on, the journey not only to being able to discover herself, but also to realize what an inspiration she could be to others. We're going to talk to Andy not only about that journey, but also what it's been like for her to share it with all of you. Andy, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Well, look, I'm excited to have you on with us. You and I were just talking before we went live here, and I was telling you something that, as I said, my radio audience already knows. You know, when it comes with the issue of food, that is something that I think all of us kind of have our own personal journey and story with. I've gone throughout my journey in being able, you know, to deal with that struggle and, you know, and to be able to find a happy place, you know, where I'm able to look at food and myself differently. You've been able to do it, too, and you've shared it, I think, in such a great way in this book, It Was Me All Alone. First of all, Andy, you know, I was saying to you before we went live, you've been able to inspire so many other people. What has that been like for you, to know that your personal story has had that effect on people?
Gosh, it's been amazing. Just hearing from people that the story's resonating is so fulfilling, because I think there's so many times in my life where I felt, you know, weird or alone or just hopeless, kind of, you know, in my relationship with myself or food, or, you know, just feeling nervous about where I was headed. And I think to know that other people are feeling less alone because I've kind of made, you know, my journey a little bit more public is, you know, it makes it worthwhile, because it's really scary, I guess, putting it out there. I was nervous, you know, for a good month before the book came out, thinking, oh gosh, like, what is this going to be like? But you know, it's meaning something to people, and that's more than I could have asked for.
Yeah, I think that is the thing. And, you know, I love the fact that you have been able to do this through words, Andy, and I think that is what makes it so powerful, not only through the book, but also with your blog. And that's one of the things you and I were speaking about before we went on. Has that kind of been not only a way of, you know, recording the journey, but also, of course, holding yourself accountable in a sense as well?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Like, holding yourself accountable is, you know, is something really great about kind of that journal form of blogging.
Sure.
You know, there were times I lost the weight like about 9 years ago now. And, you know, I started blogging 5 years ago. And, you know, end of 2012 and moving into 2013, I started gaining some weight. And, of course, you know, being kind of this, like, I don't know, a quote-unquote weight loss inspiration, as I've kind of maybe portrayed myself a little bit on the blog, it was, like, really hard to kind of reveal to my readers, like, you know, I had put on some weight, and then to talk about how I was losing the weight and then when I lost it. But, you know, you have to kind of own up to everything that you are and that you're doing. And in some ways, it's great for that, you know, especially when, you know, you're dealing with something that, like, you wear your weight. And it's been really helpful and really cathartic in a lot of ways to write through that and to see that, like, other people are going through the same exact things, and we're all kind of in it together.
Right. Exactly. You know, I love the fact, and our readers will appreciate this as well, Andy, those who pick up the book, I think they really will appreciate the fact that you were able to take us back. And what I love about this, and this is what I discovered for myself, and I think other people who've been on this journey have discovered it for themselves as well, is that we find out it's really not about the food. it really is about something that we're either trying to feel or something that we're trying to overcompensate for. I know for me, you know, it became a form of being able to deal with anxiousness, with nervousness, a way of kind of feeling, you know, in control in a sense, as odd as it seems, you know, looking back at it. But for you, you kind of took us back into even episodes in your childhood and, you know, and dealing with, you know, things that were going on in the home. Did that kind of help you to kind of see the whole you of how you became the person that you are and the person that you were going to be?
Yeah, you know, it did. It's when I started writing the book, I realized that, or even when I was writing the proposal, I realized that a lot of the events in my life that were like kind of traumatic, let's say, even if the details of them felt kind of hazy, I could remember almost exactly what I'd eaten. And I thought that was really interesting how, like, I had, like, such vivid food memories. And that really spoke to the fact that, like, food distracted, food comforted. And that stood at, like, the foreground of my memories. And, like, I guess that just goes to show that, like, from my, you know, earliest age, like, I've been using food, you know, obviously not consciously, but just for one reason or the other to kind of soothe or, you know, self-medicate or just as a babysitter or a distraction. And I kind of take you through, like food, when you're young and your home is chaotic or, you know, you don't have to have, like, a really hard life to just realize that food is the one thing you can control when you're a kid. Yeah. Or, food, you know, food's the place you can go or food's always there. It's available. And just throughout my life, I think the availability of food, it was really, I knew it, but I think having to actually write it down really brought more and more of it to light for me, like in such a way, that it was, you know, it's hard not to know now, like, oh, wow, you are like hardwired for this, even now, like, I'll experience discomfort, and I feel like my immediate reaction, and tell me if this is true for you, my immediate reaction a lot of times is like, am I hungry right now? And you have to say, oh, wait, that's just because I'm uncomfortable. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. I totally can relate to that. And, you know, it's so funny. For me, it went back, Andy, and I shared this before, that, you know, I, you know, was in a family where obesity was kind of prevalent. I mean, I'm from Mississippi, of course, the most obese state in the nation. And, you know, with myself, I always had been the smallest. And when I started doing the more public stuff, I had people say, you know, Cyrus, you know, your face is looking a little bigger, or, you know, are you putting on weight? You know, so you become more self-conscious of those things. And then you're like, okay, well, you know, am I eating too much? Am I not eating enough? I mean, it's, you know, it becomes all of these questions, and instead of just being able to enjoy food. And that's what I love about what you've been able to do. You're showing people, Andy, that food is not the enemy, that in many ways, unfortunately, we become our own worst enemy. So when you were able to kind of change the way you looked at food, did that help you then in being able to realize exactly what you wanted to do with your own life?
It did, because you realize, you know, like, as someone who really struggled with binge eating for a long time, like, I realized, I think, you know, if one cupcake doesn't fill you, if two cupcakes don't really fill you and you feel like you could eat a third, then it's not the cupcakes that are going to fill you ever, right? You know what I'm saying? Then it's not about the cupcakes. It's not about the donuts or anything like that. And they're not really the things that are, like, quote-unquote, making you fat. Like, you're choosing to use those. So you kind of have an eye-opening experience thinking like, okay, this is not the food doing that. This is me using the food. And I think then when I lost the weight and I kind of had this anxiety around food and kind of labeling it good or bad, and I was in a more restrictive phase thinking that I really couldn't go back to the foods that I used to eat that I loved, you know, like cakes and things like that, I felt like, you know, I was almost on the other side of the coin of, like, you know, before I was binging and now I'm restricting too much. And the whole problem, again, is, like, just the way that I'm viewing food as, like, this, like, as if food has this power. And I think taking that back and realizing, like, okay, no, it's the way that I'm using food one way or the other, is that's what needs to change. And so I think I can kind of removing the kind of like that like morality around food, of the goodness or the badness around food, really changed it for me, and kind of the labeling system that I had, and kind of just easing up on that, and then making it, you know, everything was kind of safe. I mean, of course, it's not, you know, it's easier said than done, and it did take time, but just realizing that I was the one that was using food, and food was not the problem, was just, I mean, that was the journey, you know?
Exactly. I want to actually read something that you wrote in chapter 6 of the book, Andy. I think it really, and when you were talking, I went to my notes, and I remembered this one thing, and I think our listeners will appreciate this. For those who have the book, it's on page 126. For those who don't have it, we'll tell you a little bit later in the program how you can get it for yourself. But this is what you wrote there, Andy. What I learned in those 6 months had less to do with food and more to do with myself. It taught me about the nature of struggle and the feeling of strength that's born from it. I look back now and know that the beginning of weight loss, the time just after the first 2 weeks, when the diet began to feel like a lifestyle, was easier than when the losing slowed. At the start, I was enthusiastic. Like anything that challenges me, I wanted badly to win. And I think that is, you know, what a great way to be able to look at it. You go on in that chapter, Andy, to talk about, you know, the types of food. And, you know, and again, I smiled when I was reading it, because I think we all have our favorite go-to thing, you know, that we wanted to. And you say this on page 128. Those were the trying times. You were talking about your desire to want to go and get Oreos and Lucky Charms.
Mm.
You say those were the trying times. Those were the minutes, the hours when I needed to brace myself and ride it out. They are the ones that make up character. Because really, how we act when times are just peachy is nothing compared to how we act when times are rotten. The peachy times don't say as much anyway about strength or determination. Moments when I felt my weakest, when I was absolutely certain that I'd rather give up than keep going, that was when I learned what I'm made of. I was curious, when you hear those words back, when you reflect on what that means, that really taught you who you really are, how does that make you feel today about the impact you're making, Andy?
You know, it's always so funny when I hear things that I've written, but it's like, it's crazy. But, you know, it's amazing. I'm asked a lot, you know, what's the most amazing part about having lost weight? And I always say, you know, it's not necessarily confidence in how you look, but it's confidence in knowing that you can actually do what you say you're going to do, and that you have some sort of strength to fulfill your promises to yourself, which are the most important ones. And that, you know, losing weight or changing my life was a promise that I had for, oh my gosh, years, like years and years of my life. So that chapter really speaks to that, and kind of really, really kind of keeping promises to myself and really struggling for myself, you know, and that's the hard, that was the hardest thing I had done to that point. So,
right.
It's, you know, it's hard because I remember how hard that was, but I think it's all so true. And I think that what people, a lot of people that struggle is that they realize that, you know, so much of the journey is just having to be there for yourself and to just ride it out and realize that, like, you are just, you're the one that you're fighting for yourself right now. Like, that is who you're fighting for. You know, you're not fighting to be thinner or whatever. You're fighting to just make a better life for yourself, to make yourself healthier or to feel better. And that is, you know, that's amazing in itself. And you'll feel, you know, stronger and healthier and better in the long run.
Exactly. Exactly. I think that is really the thing. One of the ways that you have been able to stay connected with the world has been, of course, through social media, Andy, as well as your blog. I mean, you know, it's one thing for you to have written a book that inspires others, but it's another thing, of course, to be a daily source of inspiration. You know, I'm always curious. I know when I look at my own self, I think my experiences, my going through an eating disorder for 2.5 years, my, of course, talking about that and dealing with other things and really coming to grips with you know, the root behind it, has definitely helped me to be more empathetic, I think, in doing programs like this, has definitely helped me in really understanding, you know, who people are outside of things that they're dealing with. Do you find that that's been the same thing for you, that you are a person that you're more in tune with people's feelings because you know what it's like to feel?
Yeah, I really do. I really feel like I'm a much, like, less judgmental person because I get that we all have, like, everybody's got something, you know, and we're all struggling with something. Like, even if I get kind of maybe a comment that sounds kind of, maybe it sounds a little bit judgmental towards me or nasty, I, like, not that I'm, like, holier than thou and I can kind of brush everything off, but I kind of always think, like, I try to just say to myself, like, everybody's kind of struggling with something, and maybe that person's struggling today. I don't know.
Right.
You know, there's just, we all have these shades and these, we're all, you know, whether, because I think in my book, especially since I've been every, I feel like I've been the whole spectrum of weight, and my book deals with, you know, having been morbidly obese, having been, you know, just chubby, having been very thin, having an eating disorder. I think there's so many people that can identify. So I can identify with people that are thin, people that are very fat. You know, there's so much to do. So I have such a heart for it. So, yeah, I think I agreed that there's, you know, especially on social media where you can connect all the time constantly. It's amazing the kind of empathy that you get, you know, really understanding other people's struggles and what they're going through every day.
Right. You know, there is something else that you said in the book, and I hope you don't mind my bringing this up, because I think there are people who, and I've actually interviewed people in this program who have told me something similar, and it's in chapter 10 of the book, and you're talking about the feelings and that thought that goes through your mind, you know, as you are anticipating, of course, an event. And this is what you actually said at that time, when you're thinking about, this run, that I'd almost rather be fat. And then you follow it up with this on page 185, surely I wouldn't rather that. I didn't prefer discomfort, a body less capable of moving me, and the way the world looked down at me when I was big. But perhaps I preferred the ease. The way I was punishing myself now, was it all worthwhile? Does looking good cause feeling good? Am I even happy? I did not lose 135 pounds only to find myself in an unhappy marriage to running. And if I did, I wanted a divorce. You know, I read that, Andy, and I said, you know what, I think maybe for some of our listeners it's not even about weight. Maybe it's something else. And that question comes up, is it even worth it? You know, is it worth all of this? You know, when those thoughts come, and I think they come for all of us, you know, how have you been able to help people to understand the importance of being able to do exactly what you did, to really think about what that thought means, and then to be able to push forward anyway?
You know, that's such a hard, it's such a thing, because it comes like on the heels of the when I'm thin all, or when I have the perfect relationship all, or when I have all the money all. And you kind of get there, and if it doesn't immediately bring you that, you're like, oh, gosh, was it better before?
Right.
It's all about the fact that I hadn't found balance, that I hadn't understood how any middle ground, and that I was being punishing to myself then. And I wasn't accepting myself. So in some way, I would say to somebody, you probably, if you're having those questions in your head, you aren't at a place of balance yet. Then you're probably not at a place where you feel like you're standing on firm like solid or middle ground between like contentment and feeling challenged and feeling, you know, alive and vibrant. Because the times when I've questioned myself, you know, not even through weight loss or whatever, maybe I've said like, I really want this job. And then you get to the job and you're like, oh, but was it easier when I had a less stressful job? You know, I think it's all about like, maybe you're not at the right place, right? Like you need to find your better balance. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. I know exactly what you mean. I think that is so true. And I think, you know, I love the fact that you use that example of when I get X, Y, or Z, because that's always, you know, our thing, you know, well, when I get that, that's when I'll really be living, or that's when I'll really be happy. And, you know, and everything will just kind of come together. And then if it doesn't happen, then you're like, okay, well, what was it all about? And I think, you know, that is why I think conversations like this, Andy, are so important, because there are people out there that, whether others know it or not, they're saying those exact same things to themselves. And I think the balance factor that you just referenced is something that all of us, because I mean, my regular people know I am probably one of the least balanced people. I go, you know, just overboard on so many different things. But, you know, I think that balance is definitely so helpful, because it makes us, for one thing, not be so hard on ourselves, but also not expect every day to be perfect and not expect a certain thing to bring perfection. And so I think that's why a book like this really matters so much. I noticed you thought, you know, especially when it came to the acknowledgments for this book, Andy, you really thanked the readers of your blog. How have they kind of been a big part of this virtual cheering squad for you along this journey?
You know, this kind of goes along with the balance thing. Like, I struggle in my life so much with like this, you know, with perfectionism and you know, just feeling like I need to be better or that I'm not enough. This is like a life thing. I think all of us have whatever our flaws are or whatever we think we have to work on. I've always struggled with feeling like I'm not enough, or this is probably why I eat. I'm not enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not this. And I think, you know, when I started writing, I needed to be a better weight loss example. I needed to be this. I needed to be perfect. I needed to never mess up. I needed to do this. And honestly, writing my blog, like, I realized people don't need me to be this example of perfection. People just need me to be not only me, but they just need me to write from an honest place where I'm just, like, their companion for the ride. Like, they just need someone who gets it, you know, because let's think about it. Like, I always think, if you want advice on how to get back from hell, you want to ask someone who's been there and back. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to call your friend who's never seemed like she's ever unhappy when you're unhappy. You want to call your friend who's, like, gets it, who, like, understands, like, you know, life is hard. So I think people, what they found in me is, like, you know, sometimes I gain weight, sometimes I mess up and eat 3 cupcakes, you know. So I found grace in my readers. Like, I could just be myself. And that I think I became more loving to myself in the process of writing my blog. And kind of eased up on myself. So I thank them for being with me, but I thank them for kind of teaching me that I didn't have to be hard on myself all the time in some way, which is really amazing to get there. And then, you know, so many things you learn as you're writing. It's been just crazy.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to you, Andy, on not only the journey, but being able to share it with all of us. It really is, I think, not only a thoughtful look at, you know, all of us as we're going through challenges, but, you know, also shows us what's possible and how that it's just like anything else in life, that, you know, if you do stumble along the way, the important thing is to keep moving forward. And that's what I think your book shows us, that that's what life is all about. And it's not about judging ourselves by anyone else, but being the very best that we were meant to be. And I think that is what It Was Me All Along really shows. Again, everyone, Andy Mitchell has been our guest today, the author of the book It Was Me All Along. Make sure you guys are staying connected with her. The book is available, of course, wherever you buy your favorite books. Our partner is Amazon.com. But, Andy, how can they stay connected with you and your blog as well?
Oh, so go to canyoustayfordinner.com, and then I'm at Andy M. Mitchell on Instagram and Twitter, so anyone can find me on there. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much, Andy, for the time. I really do appreciate it, and I hope you'll come back. We'd love to share with you again.
Oh, I would love to. Thank you.
No, you're more than welcome. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, you guys stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come at the bottom of the hour. For those joining us, though, online, the great thing for you guys is we're going to lose you, but the link is available right now for those who came in late and missed part of the segment. If you head over to our Facebook and Twitter pages, you can find the link there. Just click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. We actually did tag Andy on Twitter, so you guys can easily find her there on our page. Again, you can go to our page at twitter.com/CyrusWebb or go over to facebook.com/CyrusWebb. Once you click on that link, like I said, it'll start to play for you there, and you'll see the share buttons at the top of the page. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.